on your smart speakers, smartphones, online, and on Amazon TV. This is Sound Radio Wales.
You're listening to Sound Radio 103.1 with me, Craig Kay. We are saving radio on the North Wales coast. And something different for this time of the day. We usually do it a little bit early, but that's okay. We can adjust the show, that's fine. I've got a special guest on the phone. I'm joined by Philippa Davis from Our Sam charity. Good afternoon, Philippa.
Hi, Craig. Thank you so much for having me on today.
No problem. Thank you for coming on. You're very busy schedule this weekend. A lot going on.
Yes, Baby Loss Awareness Week. We are really busy, but it's all good. It's all good.
So you're the charity founder of Our Sam. What is Our Sam, basically, to tell people?
Okay, so yeah, I'm the founder of Our Sam charity. Now the charity came about as a result of my own experiences. So I've been through, I've lost five babies at different stages of pregnancy, and Sam was our daughter, who was stillborn in 2012 at 33 weeks, and I had a really difficult time. I think anybody who goes through baby loss has a really difficult time, but I struggled trying to get the right support. I was diagnosed with depression, anxiety, post-traumatic stress disorder, and I really, really struggled to try and find the support I needed. I'm also, on the other side of it, a writer. So I've written plays before, and eventually after struggling for 3 years to try and get the right support, I was actually signposted to Hope House Hospices here in North Wales, who have counselling service. By this point, to say I was a mess was probably an understatement. They came along and provided me with incredible support after going through so much generic counselling support where people just didn't know what to do with me. And during my journey of counselling that went through the remainder of the babies that we lost and my own mental health struggles, my counsellor spoke to me kind of as a writer and said that, you know, it would be amazing if one day you could write your story, because I also battled with fertility problems as well. So Sam was an IVF baby. And she said, you know, it would be incredible if you can get it down on paper and other people would benefit from this if you can do it. To which I said, no, I'll never be able to do that. But I suppose when I came out of counselling and re-entered the world, which is in effect what I did, I shut myself away for a very long time, I decided that I would write our story, and I actually wrote it as a play. And the play premiered last year at Theatre Clwyd, before the tour was cut short by COVID. But an awful lot of healthcare professionals and bereaved parents and families, just general public, came along to see the play. And the response was huge, from healthcare professionals saying, you know, we really had no idea, seeing the journey, the full journey, because I wrote the play covering from IVF right the way through to several years after Sam's loss. And they said, you know, this is amazing because it has really helped us and it will change the way that we work. And the response I got was so big and the reviews we got were so incredible that I thought I need to try and take this further. I'd had no plans to set up a charity originally, but we decided that, you know, if it was going to do this much good, then I needed to take it on. So we set up Our Sam, and the reasons we did it were to raise awareness and understanding for people affected by baby loss, because I think it is one of those taboo subjects
that people
really struggle to either know what to say to somebody who's been through baby loss, or, you know, to struggle to talk about the babies they've lost or the pregnancies they've lost. So part of it was trying to raise awareness and understanding through through theater, through music, through various different media. And the other side of it was, because of my own struggle and what I found out was a struggle for so many other people of trying to get the right support at the right time, I wanted, and I said to my counsellor, it would be my dream if one day every kind of healthcare professional, every guidance professional out there would be able to signpost to baby loss support, specialist support that was needed at the right time. So we set about planning for this, and obviously COVID, as with everybody, made it a challenge, particularly for a new charity. So this was only last year we achieved charity status just over 12 months ago. And I suppose one of the first things that we decided to do, because of the issues with isolation through COVID and lockdown, and because we couldn't go straight into the plans we'd hoped to do, we actually set up an online choir
Right.
For bereaved parents. So it wasn't designed as a therapy. It was very much designed as just for people who loved singing,
Yeah.
who kind of lost pregnancy, lost babies, to get together. And it was something to kind of help people, I suppose, enjoy life again, reduce isolation, find something they enjoyed, build confidence, because that is such a huge issue with people who've lost baby. And so yeah, we set up our Stars Choir, which was quite amazing. We weren't quite sure how this would go because we were having to do everything on Zoom, but in the end, we found that was a good thing because we could reduce geographical boundaries,
Yeah.
barriers even. So anyone from across the UK could join us. So yeah, it was quite phenomenal, and it's really come a long way now.
It's an amazing idea to get people together. And you mentioned earlier that how taboo the sort of subject of baby loss is. And myself going through the same experience with my partner, we had multiple miscarriages and a stillbirth. And then it's so difficult to talk about. You feel so lonely. You feel that it's only you, because that's the problem, is that nobody really talks about it. And until we opened up ourselves as a couple and put our story out there, we did a podcast, we put things on Facebook and social media. And then the response back, mainly privately, which was absolutely fine, from other people, that they were going through the same thing, and they didn't realise that other people, and it's all, and it helps so much. And then obviously what you're doing as well, by bringing people together again in a different way, in a different environment, with singing and things, it's going to help immensely.
Yeah, I mean, we've certainly found that. It was trial and error because we didn't, as you say, it's so difficult to talk about. But I think what we try to do with the choir is that we don't focus on loss. Yes, we recognise when people have anniversaries,
Yeah.
and people take it offline and talk about it. But in that kind of rehearsal space on a Wednesday evening, for that hour, we laugh and we smile, and it's okay for parents to do
Yeah.
that. I think sometimes you almost have to try and find a way to give yourself permission to live again
Yeah.
after you've lost a baby, and it's okay to be able to find an enjoyment, an outlet that is enjoyable. And that's what we've found. And we've certainly pushed we've pushed people's boundaries, which has really helped them gain confidence, because people are having to record themselves at home singing, and that's something challenging. And then our wonderful choir director, Steve Taylor, he's volunteered to do this. He's a musician, but he works with Essex Fire and Rescue during the day. And he's brilliant, and he pulls everybody's recordings together and just creates something wonderful. And every time we hear that together recording, you can see parents, these three parents, grow more and more. We've actually achieved something, but there is that underlying feeling of safety because every member is a bereaved parent. So although we don't focus on that, there's almost that safe feeling within what we're doing.
Okay, so let's get to the song then. So the choir have put a song together, which you've released today. Has it gone released? I have downloaded it. I
It
have bought it.
went out on Saturday,
Okay.
so it released on Saturday. So yeah, this has been an amazing collaboration, actually. This started over 12 months ago now, before the choir got together. So I actually wrote lyrics for a song,
Right.
first song I've ever written, and I put it out there that we really whilst I can write, I'm not a musician. And we had an amazing music producer from Hertfordshire who actually approached us after he'd seen that we were looking for somebody to put music to some words.
Right.
And so Chris Hollis from New Noise Audio came along, and he voluntarily put music to it and did an amazing job. And then we gained fantastic professional singer, because none of the things in the choir are professional. They're all great, but they won't tell you that. And we really needed somebody who will take kind of a lead with this. So a fantastic lady from Liverpool, Angela Inkson, has picked up the lead with us and has really given us a huge amount of support. Mm. And what's lovely is that the team around us have not gone through baby loss. And part of what we try to do and what we like to do is bridge the gap, because right. there is such a void between those within baby loss community and those who sit outside because of this kind of taboo and lack of awareness.
Mm.
And so it's lovely to be able to have that for people to learn. So this amazing team came together and they started, the choir started rehearsing Little Light back in March, April time. We were then given a little bit of, I was given a little bit of guidance by Arisha Williams from JLS, who kind of signposted us. I know, it's amazing. His own family were affected by baby loss.
Okay.
And he kind of gave us a little bit of guidance in terms of hiring a studio. And we ended up in Kent, of all places. So from North Wales to Kent. We've been all over the place. We ended up in Cold Store Studio in Kent, which is owned by Ben Thomas, who's guitarist for Adele.
Right.
And also, strangely, you mentioned Sam Smith. So he's been on tour with Sam Smith as well. So he did the recording for us, and we had an incredible videographer and music video producer in Paul Smith, who came along and did a lot of the video within the studio. And this was a real challenge for our parents, because, you know, not only had they never been into a studio, they'd never been filmed for a music video either.
Yeah.
So it really was a challenge for them. And it was just incredible. And then on top of that, we ended up for the music video, a young lady who approached us called Ruth Lamb. It was her mum who approached us. She's 15, who is a dancer, phenomenal dancer, and she's raised a huge amount of money. I think £19,000 in the last 2 years for different charities.
Wow.
And they just said, we'd like to do something for you. Which was really touching from a 15-year-old. And she, by herself, choreographed her dance to the song. And so it's all come together. And it's a massive achievement for this choir, massive achievement for these parents after everything they've been through.
Yeah.
It's incredibly brave.
So the song is available to download. Are proceeds of the song going to the charity then? Is that how it's working?
Yes. So the proceeds go to, I think it's just 99p, but proceeds go to Our Sam so that we can continue to develop the initiatives we have. We've just launched a pilot project with Liverpool Women's Hospital today. So all the proceeds will go into the different initiatives and back into the choir as well. It's available to download through iTunes and also Amazon Music. Please do download it. Show support for these amazing bereaved parents. And, you know, there are more than 250,000 bereaved parents who go through this every year in the UK.
Thank you very much for coming on, Philippa. I wish you all the luck in the world with Our Sam and the charity song. Would you like to introduce it for me? I was going to do it after the way you can do it, so.
Thank you. So this song is called Little Light, and it's performed by Our Stars Choir with Angela Inkson.
The Big Sound of North Wales. Sound Radio.